20 new paramedics are set to join the region of Waterloo Paramedic Services on January 14, meeting its recruiting goal that was approved by Regional Council. Another 20 are scheduled to be brought on in November, and hiring continues in an effort to fill 9 critical support positions. Chief of Paramedic Services John Riches, who's been in the position for roughly a year, has been impressed with the support of council as it tries to keep up with demand. "One of things I've enjoyed is the support of council, led by Karen Redman, in getting the resources we need," Riches said. "The last couple of years that support has turned into tangible financial resources. The pre-budget ask for staffing was pegged at $4.4 million, a figure that hasn't changed," according to Riches. "Typically, part-time paramedic positions are recruited first, with seniority factoring into being offered full-time when an opening comes up. While staffing shortages aren't a major concern at the moment, it doesn't mean the service is free of issues. Illnesses, staff on leave, and mental health concerns can all factor into the number of paramedics on the road. With a current high volume of calls, it's essential to have enough staff. When there is a shortage for one reason or another," Riches said, "there are a number of steps that are taken to ensure highest priority calls are taken care of. Sometimes we have to make immediate decisions," he said. "Anytime we have a staffing absence, we try to fill it on overtime or part-time. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. We often readjust our deployment in the community to where calls are likely to occur. That's all happening in real time. Longer term, there are regular discussion with its union on how to manage absenteeism with a comprehensive mental health and wellness strategy. By prioritizing staff well-being, it's the hope that it aids in the creation of a healthy, resilient workplace culture. Another challenge is the number of successful students graduating compared to the need services have across the province." Riches credits Conestoga College for their work preparing potential paramedics for the field, with students often doing their required rideouts in the region. "Issues or not, the job must get done, and it comes down to the frontline staff doing the work. I have to give a shout out to our paramedics and the resiliency they show every day," Riches said. "They come to work and put themselves in between the public and 911 calls. I hope the public is aware of the sacrifices they make." Region of Waterloo Paramedic Services isn't the only emergency service in the midst of recruitment, as Waterloo Regional Police are also in the process of trying to hire more officers. As part of the regional budget process, the WRPS had been asking for funding for 55 positions, including the addition of 19 officers in 2023. 18 officers in 2024 and 18 officers in 2025. Andre Johnson, uniform recruitment constable for WRPS, said its approach has changed over the years to be much more hands-on and guided. "Gone are the days where there's so many applicants to choose from," Johnson said. "We realize, like other services, we're trying to replenish and grow with our communities, and there's a need for qualified people. That's where our focus is." Police have formed a uniform recruitment strategy and hosts multiple opportunities for potential applicants to learn more about the career throughout the year. "One of the bigger challenges it's seeing is with the physical element. To combat this, WRPS has created a women's shuttle run program and shuttle run blitz events to help people who are close to achieving the requirements. We also include preparation for interviews and what to expect," Johnson said. "For some of these applicants, it's their first interview process, and it's different than other jobs. It's a multi-tiered application. We want to make sure we're getting the best people with the best competencies. It's a process that's been streamlined over the past few years and can be done in about 2 months," Johnson said. While it's just days into January, Johnson is confident WRPS will be able to meet their hiring goals this year. "We're doing interviews and processing applications every single day," he said. "We're incredibly proud of our efforts to recruit the best possible talent."